Hey, Daily Doses. This is Pastor Larry here, and I want to take a few moments and look back at something from this last weekend's message that, frankly, I just didn't have time to dig into. We talked about the different trajectory for David as he was led of the Spirit, and King Saul, his demise, as he was basically making his decisions out of the flesh, what seemed best to him, kind of keeping him at the center rather than God's glory at the center. And that had a lot to do with returning good for evil, we talked about, and the hard thing of waiting for God's timing. But there's another aspect of it that I just quickly mentioned, at least I did on the online version. I can't remember in all the live versions exactly what I say in every service. But it is the idea that when he was confronted with his sin, David accepted that, acknowledged it, confessed it, and moved on. And Saul always defended it and made an excuse. And the simple thing we've got to remember is when we're talking about David and Saul and all of this, over and over we've been telling you the hero of the story is God, not David. David's a good guy, and there's a lot of principles we can learn about how to walk in the Spirit and be used by God from David's life, but God is drawing a straight line with a crooked stick, as he always does. And the more we fight his work in our life, we can come to the point where Saul did, where it's just like, you're now just cast away. Forget it. Or like David, we can get off track and get back on track. And that's what we're going to see in the distant future as we continue on this series. But the thing that jumps out at me about from the very beginning for Saul and about David as the story goes on, and even in a couple of the pretty soon to come passages, is the different ways they responded to their fleshly failures. Saul always blamed someone else, which is a way of saying, I didn't do anything wrong, right? It reminds me of those press conferences people have where they stand up and say, well, if I offended anybody, I want you to know I'm truly sorry. Well, that little phrase means basically you shouldn't have been offended, but if you're thin-skinned, okay, I'm sorry. And the proper way to do it is simply this. I am sorry. I blew it. I will not do it again. And that's what David does. In fact, David, we're going to see in the future, does some things that should put you in jail. David does some things that are just absolutely horrific. And when he's called on it, he simply says, I have sinned. He accepts the consequences. And nowhere, nowhere does he blame someone else. Now, let me get real practical in this. This isn't just about the big stuff we do. What about applying it to all the little stuff we do? In fact, what about applying it to where it's hardest? At our home, in our loved ones, in our life group. You see, it is so, so easy to defend myself when I've hurt somebody or done something wrong. And it is so, so biblical to look in the mirror, take responsibility, and to make the decision in the power of the Spirit, I'm not going to do the same thing next time. That makes all the difference in the world. That feeds friendships. That feeds relationships. That feeds marriages. That feeds families. And the poison of excusing it, the poison of blaming someone else, the poison of never accepting responsibility kills every single one of those things. The flesh always wants to blame. The Spirit is always accepting the truth. And then when I do that, the Spirit is released to pick up the pieces, to start all over, and make a broken thing into a beautiful thing.